This is Houston Matters. I'm Craig Cohen. Map all sorts of things within Houston city limits, and a shape has a tendency to form. It's called the Houston Arrow. It's located on Houston's west side, starting from somewhere around the Barker and Attucks reservoirs, including neighborhoods south of I-10 and north of the West Park Tollway and I-69. The arrow points towards downtown, with the northernmost tip in the Heights and the southern tip around West U and Rice Village. Really, try it out. Look at environmental factors, certainly, but also some examples revolving around race, politics, all kinds of things. And this arrow has a tendency to show up again and again. In 2021, One Breath Partnership, a group made up of Rice University and a number of environmental organizations, collaborated on a project examining the concept of the Houston Arrow. That effort was edited by Alan West, who's with the Environmental Defense Fund, and visualizations within it were developed by Evan O'Neill. They join us now, along with Zoe Middleton, Director of Community Affairs and Advocacy for Harris County Precinct 1 Commissioner Rodney Ellis. Middleton was quoted in those articles. Alan, Evan, Zoe, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And as we discuss the concept of the Houston Arrow, why it exists, what it represents, and what, if anything, to do about it, we welcome you to our conversation with questions or comments at 713-440-8870 or talk at HoustonMatters.org. I should also note up front that the articles in this 2021 Houston Arrow project were written by Leah Binkovitz, who encouraged us to talk with the folks who are on with us now. Evan, let me start with you. How often does this shape present itself when you map data over the Houston area?
Yeah, honestly, it's near constant. Yeah, I make a lot of maps and had realized that a lot of these maps look the same. And I think a lot of other map makers and map viewers in the city saw that too. And then Zoe happened to put the title, the arrow, to it a few years back. And yeah, it's something that we see a lot.
Can you give some examples?
Yeah, I mean, I started seeing it with a lot of environmental factors like childhood asthma, flooding during Harvey, toxic release inventories, which we got the data set for that from Air Alliance Houston. And so that's where I really started seeing it. But then it's a lot wider too, like social vulnerability index, missed garbage pickups. Of course, as you mentioned, race, the white and non-white populations, something where we see it really strongly and suspect that that's where a lot of this coincides.
Alan, this 2021 project you edited looking into the Houston Arrow phenomenon, as I said, was sought out by a partnership made up primarily of environmental organizations. What are some other environmental examples of the Houston Arrow?
That's a great question. I think the arrow suggests that what we think of as the environment is in fact much larger, much broader. Besides exposure to pollution, right, there's also questions of the built environment. And so the arrow also shows concentrations of supermarkets. You know, we developed it during the pandemic, and it also sort of revealed where the vaccination sites were most clustered. And so I think that that's part of our environment too, the access to resources or lack thereof.
Zoe, you're quoted in this series of articles from One Breath Partnership, and you note in them how when you first moved to Houston, your commute took you along Richmond Avenue, and you'd see essentially the southern boundary of this Houston Arrow. When was this, and what did you notice about that commute?
This was probably over a decade ago when I first moved to Houston. But you can really, as Alan says, you know, see the change in the built environment. See the change in the activity, you know, the demographic compositions of different neighborhoods. And it is quite striking. And it really kind of, once you see it, it's quite difficult to unsee the impacts of this difference and the way the arrow kind of shapes your experience of the city.
Yeah, to that end, Evan, I was noticing references to the Houston Arrow on social media, and people would present all sorts of maps, some of them where it seems very clear that image is there and there's a distinction between people inside the arrow and those outside the arrow. And then there were some others where, I don't know, maybe people thought they were seeing something that looks kind of like an arrow. So maybe it doesn't apply to everything, but once you see it, it's hard to unsee it.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of what accounts for that, too, is different data sets, different, you know, some are to census block groups, some are to zip codes. And so, yeah, there's no one uniform way of collecting data. But then I think, yeah, certainly when you see a pattern, it asserts itself a lot.
This is Houston Matters. I'm Craig Cohen. We're talking about the Houston Arrow. It's a stretch of town on the west side pointing towards downtown, which shows up when you map all sorts of data over the Houston area. My guests are Alan West from the Environmental Defense Fund, Zoe Middleton with Harris County Precinct 1, and Evan O'Neill, who developed visualizations of the Houston Arrow for a project that Alan West edited in 2021. We welcome your questions and comments at talk@houstonmatters.org or 713-440-8870. Alan, what in your view does the Houston Arrow represent? I mean, what should we understand about the neighborhoods and communities within it and outside of it?
Well, I would encourage everyone to go to onebreathhou.org and read the series, which, you know, the story behind it. So we asked Leah to write 1,000 words about the Arrow, and she gave us 3,000. And so instead of trying to cut, you know, 2,000 words that I thought were really meaningful and valuable, I said, how about 1,000 more? You know, and we just kind of expanded it. And really, the series, I hope, begins as a place to kind of pull, you know, it starts from, Zoe has an amazing thread where she's gathered maps and tweets over the years. What the Arrow represents, I think, is much more difficult to articulate. I don't think that there's an inside the Arrow and there's an outside the Arrow. I think the Arrow is a sort of useful visual shorthand to help people understand where certain things are concentrated and where they're not concentrated. But really, you know, there's that, what's that famous joke about the stock market, right? It's a graph of like rich guys' feelings. I think the market or the Arrow in some ways is a shape that the free market in some ways, along with government intervention and government neglect, that's kind of created that shape. These two forces sort of working in tandem over you know, since the beginning of that Houston was really founded.
Zoe Middleton, really kind of the same question from your perspective. What does this shape, the Houston Arrow, represent?
Yeah, I kind of use the Arrow as a starting place for talking about difference in Houston, right? And talking about inequity. It's not the only way that it's expressed, but it's, you know, probably the most visually striking way when you're looking at a bunch of maps and starting that conversation with people. And so when we talk about difference, I tend to think in difference of investment, right? Public investment, private activity. But I also think about different outcomes, right? So whether or not the air you're going to breathe is more polluted, whether or not you're more likely to experience a flood and struggle to recover from it, that kind of thing. So I really do think it's a map of difference, and it's a map of like power and decision-making as well, to Alan's earlier point, right? Like where has been neglected, where has been underinvested in, where has been invested in. And so I think the Arrow really starts to tell us about the priorities of the people and institutions that have been in power. And, you know, there are interventions into those power structures that can help us kind of reshape the Arrow, reimagine well-being in the region.
Is it an oversimplification to say that by and large, power, influence, resources, just about anything on any of these data sets that you all have looked at, if you're inside the Arrow, you get more of it, and if you're outside the Arrow, you get less of it?
I don't think it's too much of an oversimplification. It's a little bit, but certainly the Arrow is about a concentration of resources, a concentration of wealth, and a concentration of access that people living outside the Arrow just don't have as much of.
Alan, are there other examples that have come up since you published these articles on this concept?
Yeah, the two that come to mind, this has been a topic on your show many times, but the TxDOT's widening of I-45 through Houston, the Greater Houston Partnership put together a sort of community engagement poll. And when they posted the data about those who supported the expansion, again, you sort of saw the Houston Arrow and the number of supporters and those who were sort of outside it, those through whose communities the freeway would come, maybe weren't so jazzed about it. The other thing, you know, my colleague at EDF, Dr. Grace D. Lewis, she's in Houston, she created with Texas A&M this climate vulnerability index, which kind of ranks census tracts based on 184 indicators, sort of things we talked about, access to supermarkets, exposure to existing pollution, how close you live to a landfill, things like that. And there, again, the Arrow sort of is this pretty stark, and that, you know, those communities which have tree cover, which have, you know, there's more wealth, so there's higher rates of insurance, there's more wealth, so there's less sort of existing health issues. That stuff sort of creates this baseline resilience that the rest of the city doesn't have access to, and I think sort of suggests where, as we sort of make investments, make priorities, that's where we ought to begin.
Yeah, Evan, folks on the old socials shared some other more recent examples, at least things they saw, like somebody noted how many of the appointed HISD board members are from inside the Arrow. Somebody else noted parks funding seemed to be greater inside than outside. Somebody else noted this year's Houston Marathon route was entirely within what we're characterizing here as the Houston Arrow. Why, in your view, are visualizations like the Houston Arrow important in helping to frame debate about issues of importance to Houstonians and where these priorities and resources are placed?
Yeah, I mean, I think kind of as Zoe noted, I mean, the Arrow are the political outcomes that we're getting. And so if we don't like the political outcomes we're getting, that means we need to change something. Kind of as the writer David Graeber says, we can simply just choose something else. And I think something that is very meaningful to me is that when we make these maps, the Arrow asserts itself in the layers that we add on top of the base map. The base map is kind of what is real, and the layers on top of that are what we've created. And I think that in a very real way, that means that we can change what we've created.
Is that in a way kind of also like the difference between the built environment we have in terms of what's already been constructed, what exists, what we would characterize as the Houston area, and then the decisions that are made, policy decisions year after year that might move resources one place or another?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, resources, capital are very fluid. And I mean, I think we've seen some examples where our city leadership has made the right choice and where to redirect funding and resources. And I think a lot of people this year are going to be asking you for your vote. And I think hearing what they have to say about this and how they view how we can reshape the Arrow and kind of flatten it and get rid of it.
All right.
It's very important.
To that end, Zoe Middleton, this shape shows up again and again. It may well represent these examples of inequities across the Houston area. What, if anything, do we do about it?
Well, if you want to dismantle inequity, we actually have to center equity in our policymaking. And that can be, you know, programs that are developed by the public sector. It can be kind of an attitude that those in the power in public sector take towards those in power elsewhere in the public sector or in the private sector, as maybe with polluters and whatnot. And it's about, you know, depending on if you're able to at the county, we can't pass ordinances, but the city can. It's about centering equity in ordinance making and really making sure that we're focusing on getting people to have, you know, better, more similar outcomes instead of such disparate outcomes. So, you know, at the county, we've tried to center equity in how we spend COVID recovery dollars. We've used it to advance, you know, Black maternal health programs to reduce the mortality gap there. We've stood up or standing up a guaranteed income program in response to the knowledge that 42% of people in Harris County can't meet their own basic needs, right, by their jobs and stuff. We've invested in job apprenticeships and creation programs, trying to get at the employment and income differences that you see in the Arrow. So if we want to actually dismantle the Arrow or really confront the inequities that are impacting our health, impacting the vibrancy of our city and our region and our stability in the face of the climate crisis and the housing crisis, what we actually need to do is center equity. And we can't just do that on a local level, right? We can do it when we pass flood bonds. We can do it with COVID recovery dollars locally. But we also need to have it at the state level and at the federal level. So one thing the Biden administration has done is put forward the Justice 40 paradigm, which mandates that 40% of some federal programs must flow towards disadvantaged communities. So it would be communities outside of the Arrow. And so if we want to see changes, we have to both invest in the political power and political will, but also financially to see those differences take shape.
Alan West, anything you'd add to that?
No, that's really comprehensive. I think another simple thing we can do at the city level is just say yes a little bit more. One example is the Fountain View kerfuffle, where Mayor Turner decided not to go ahead with a Houston Housing Authority project that would have added, 10 units in a mixed income multifamily complex that would have gone up in the Arrow. That was more or less shouted down by some upset neighbors who you know, made arguments about school crowding and traffic and things like that, as though there's only enough opportunity to go around and not enough for everyone. And I think, you know, simply putting more housing in areas of high opportunity, but also bringing opportunities to other communities so people can thrive in place and don't have to move. I think these are other decisions that we can make too.
Alan West is Senior Communications Manager for Climate and Health with the Environmental Defense Fund. Zoe Middleton is Deputy Director of Community Affairs and Advocacy for Harris County Precinct 1. Evan O'Neill is a Houston-based visual communicator and digital mapper who developed visualizations of the Houston Arrow for the project that Alan West edited in 2021. Alan, Zoe, Evan, thank you all very much for talking with us. Fascinating.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us on.
Yeah, thanks for doing this.